the running backs and what this means coming up here for the next couple of days as they get ready for San Francisco, Andrew. Let's do a kind of a light preview of this next game, that first part for you is the running backs, how they respond to having a game like that, knowing that to go on the road now.
Yes, exactly. It's another week that they're going to get to work, kind of all work on a level up. Don't forget C.J. Anderson had concussion Thursday, so he's out. So that means Juwan Thompson, who we just mentioned, he's going to get some reps with the first team, probably because, you know, they like to move their shuffle the running backs in and out. So it's, you know, putting Juwan Thompson a little bit ahead of where a lot of people thought he was, and he's going to get thrown into the fire. And the domino effect of that, you'll see Capri Bibbs move up, Brennan Clay move up, Jordis Williams. Maybe we'll see some more of them this week as well, but I think the focus is really on Juwan Thompson and how fast he can adapt to working alongside Peyton Manning from time to time and where that's going to set him as far as his career trajectory starting this week.
You want to run the ball well. You got to have an O-line in front of you that's working together. Not only was it great to see Ryan Clady out there, see what the starters can do, but you want to talk about that O-line depth, which will also be important.
Yeah, and, you know, there were some good and bad moments Thursday night. You saw, you know, some great work in terms of run blocking. You looked at the big runs that Juwan Thompson and Capri Bibbs had, and a lot of that was set by the O-line. I think the thing they want to clean up, though, is mistakes. You saw a couple of long runs consecutively third quarter brought back by holding penalties. You want to watch that a little bit. I'm sure Dave Magus is going to focus on that in his teachings in practice this week.
And finally, for the second week in a row, this defense gets a chance to try and wrangle in a mobile quarterback. Last week, Russell Wilson. This week, Colin Kaepernick. Don't know how long he'll play, but still, you know he'll be out there to get a chance to at least challenge a player like that.
Yeah, it's really good for the guys on the edge to work against mobile quarterbacks like this. You saw that Thursday. All three of the Seattle quarterbacks could move around. And the key, especially for young guys like Quanterre Smith and Kenny Anunoke, it's not just going after the quarterback, but having the discipline to stay at home. You know, a big third down stop early in the fourth quarter on third and two came when Anunoke, instead of going after the quarterback, he went after Terrell Pryor. He didn't go after Terrell Pryor. He held up, waited, and then attacked him. And by that point, Pryor really didn't have any place to go. He went to the sideline, third down stop, settled for a field goal, and that proved big in giving the Broncos the win.